Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 5. Look at this. He said, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. When good things are happening to people, it's not envious. You don't think that is love. But God says when you see good people and you celebrate with them, it's love. Love is not how you feel. It's not, oh, the day I saw you, the way you make me feel. It's not. Bring it down. Love does not boast. Don't even go into the spirit realm and be trying to look for the Greek Hebrew meaning. Just read the NIV. You understand? What we are looking for is understanding. So that when you say to that lady tomorrow, you know I really love you. This is what you are saying. I'll be patient with you. Come on, are you here? Before you tell your wife that she's not properly trained and that you want to send her back to her father's house, remember that love is kind. And that it could have been you. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. It's not proud. Verse 5. Love is not rude. Hey! Nigerians or Gen Zs are... they have master's degree in rudeness. I don't care about you, sir. I know my name. I know my father's name. If you try me, I'll put you in your place. Love is not rude. It doesn't mean you don't know what you can do. But the next time you say you love somebody, these are the considerations. As far as it concerns you and your neighbor or another human being, this is what God wants you to look at. He said it's not self-seeking. That means when I choose to become your friend, I'm not becoming your friend because of what I want to benefit. A lot of people are like that, and they speak in tongues. They are prayer warriors. But they greet you and they are nice to you. There are people that can give you money. But it's because of a future day. It's not that they are givers. They are wetting the ground for when they will collect times 2 or 4 of that money. So don't be deceived. Because love is consistent. It's not self-seeking. You're not trying to be nice to Tobey because I know Tobey is... No. I can play with her today. If she does something on tomorrow, that is why we address it. And vice versa. So it's nothing personal. Love is not self-seeking. Don't go close to people because of what you want to benefit. And God is... this is in the Bible. So it's not motivational speaking. It's not word of wisdom. This is God. He said it is not easily angered. How many of you are struggling with anger? We are 2. At least we have 2 sincere people. 3. 4. Only 4 of us. Ah, God will help us. Okay, how many of you just lied? Anger can be a very powerful emotion. Negative one. It takes a lot of humility to admit that you have anger issues. Sometimes, if you are the quiet type, it may take a lot of time to know that you are a very bitter and angry person. People confuse your quietness for being Christianly, as a holy child of God. The brother is not aware that in your family, you people are professional wrestlers from the 3rd generation. So he thought he married a Christian. Or you married a brother is always in the prayer department, and anytime he's praying, he's always doing like this. And you say, he's very active. I like the way he prays. You will have to pray for my family. My child, that hand will land on you. You will know that all those things he was rehearsing. Say, love is not easily angered. He does not keep record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. Say, yes, God don't catch him. But it rejoices with the truth. Not your truth, the truth. So, in case you've not understood anything I've been saying, this is part 6. These 3 verses can shed light on how your love should play out with people around you, at the office, business, neighbors. Sometimes love can just be courtesy because there are some people you cannot relate with. Have you ever related with people that they always seem to misunderstand you? Like, that's their gift, to misunderstand people. You always have to explain yourself. They won't be thinking anything in their mind. If you say good morning, she smiled at me, he will be thinking another thing. So you have to say good morning, brother Sylvester, so that he will be saying you are greeting because you are seeing vision for you. I'm not seeing vision for you, brother Sylvester. I'm greeting you. How's your Christian life? How's your prayer life? You have to be shalaye. You have to always explain, because they have a way of just getting things upside down. Now, I read this scripture because I want to read other scriptures. Today, I'm talking about the spirit of manipulation. I will tell you also, if you have the spirit, if you're a manipulator, I will tell you. So, I don't expect a lot of hallelujahs and amens. I just be saying, And if you are strong, say deeper. Leviticus 25:17. Now, this is the Bible, the manual for pastors in the Old Testament. Levi, the tribe of Levi, that is the tribe of priests. They are the ones that officiate in church. So this is a manual for Bibles. And even today, when you study it, you will see a lot of relevance, lessons you can draw out as a Christian or as a minister. Look at what the scripture says. It says, do not take advantage of what? Of each other. That is manipulation. When you take advantage of you are taking advantage of something he or she does not know. And you are making something from it, and the person is not aware. So this is manipulation. He said, but fear your God. That means the moment a person starts a journey of manipulation, the eyes of God rest on that person. That means the person is beckoning to judgment. The question is, are you not afraid of God? Because you have involved God in a matter that, because you are working against somebody and the person is not aware. So God says, do not take advantage, do not manipulate your brother, your neighbor, your sister. Do not give them the impression, oh, this money is for something, but you wanted to use it for something else. It's manipulation. It's saying fear God. That means a man without the fear of God is open to manipulation. A man who shouts and jumps in church, a man who goes from program to program, can leave here and go to Damaturu, to Makurdi, to Benue, to Niger Republic, all in the name of Christ, but have no fear of God. We deceive people, we manipulate people, and he will believe this is right because he's a Lagosian. He said, fear your God, because I am the Lord your... I am your owner. I am your master. I do not permit you to cheat or take advantage of your neighbor. Even if it's just 15 naira that fell down, call the person, see your money, take it. Let the person now say, don't worry, I dash you. To assume that SAB is just 15 years, you have provoked the evils. In this family, We are not permitted. This is God's law. We are not permitted to take advantage of each other. We are supposed to help each other, not take advantage. You are using an information that your neighbor does not have to cheat them, to deceive them. God is against it. Say amen. Next verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 6. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 6. And that in this matter, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. For the Lord will punish men for all of such things, as we have already told you and warned you. Paul picked this teaching from Leviticus. So some people tell you that's Old Testament. Forget about it. He said, and warned you. So this is like a warning. When you begin to take advantage of your neighbor, you have started digging a gutter that the day you, God forbid, you fall into it, prayer will not help you. So God is giving that warning. Just because we say we love each other, we want to be in each other's face, we want to support each other as children of God, then you decide to be wise. You are wise in your own eyes. You want to be a 70-year-old man. Huh? You want to be wise in your own eyes. Say, it is in your eyes. You want to be wise in your own eyes. God says, warning. Tell your neighbor, warning. That is not permitted here. Tell your neighbor, it's not permitted in this family to take advantage of your neighbor. Fair warning. You know, we can come to church and speak in tongues, shout, dance, but the reasons why many of us are not blessed is because of things like this. Yeah? You take advantage of people's ignorance and you manipulate them. You make them do what ordinarily they would not have done if they knew that information. Leave it for those who are out there in the world. But as children of God, that should not be you. Say amen. God wants us to live our lives connected to our brothers and our sisters. And God doesn't want us, does not allow or permit us to take advantage of our sister's weakness against them. A lady was speaking on radio and she said, she was just going through a challenge in her relationship. She just broke up with someone. So she called her bestie. I don't know how ladies do it. You have somebody you love it, and you have somebody that is your bestie. But they are both guys. But somehow they know how they do it. So she said she called her bestie. Now just say, just come over to my place. Come over to my place. See, her antenna just went up like, come over, come over, come over, come over. Ah! Well, don't go there. You know, I didn't get what she was saying until she repeated it. So I realized, those of us that have been born again since that, you understand what she was saying. Those who have been on the street, they know what that girl was saying. They might say, no, are you crying? No, you know what, just come over to my place. Mashie, don't try it. Because in that emotional mess, that guy is going to take advantage of it. Okay, so I've taught you something today. Because some of you are so holy, you don't even know what's going out on the street. So it's our job to be updating you. The guy would have, like, so sorry. You mean he hit you? You know, they say it's history. It's manipulation. When you are very emotional, it's easier to be manipulated. If you are someone that is I'm just very emotional, you will be manipulated back to back, time and time again. Concede goes, concede goes, concede goes. You will never draw, you will never win. So just because you are an emotional, you say, that's the way God made me. My sister, the world is not like that. The world is not like that. You have to be strong in the Lord. Don't say that's where I am. I cry anytime. I feel like crying, I just cry anytime. Someone greets you and doesn't greet you where you cry. People will use that thing against you. You have to be very wise. You have to be wise like a serpent and gentle as a... Let people confuse your gentility for weakness until they come close and see that there's a serpent. There's a lion that is strong. It's good to be emotional, but keep it for those who need it. Not everybody needs it. So God is telling us that as children of God, in the house of God, wherever there's a believer or another Christian, if you are in a place to help the person. Don't manipulate. Don't say, I'll do it for you, but you give me something. No. In this kingdom, we don't do that to each other. As Christians, it is our privilege to help each other, not to make something of ourselves. Did you hear what I just said? We don't make profit of our own. I want to sell an item to you, but because I know you don't know, I inflate the price. Because I know you will never know. If I tell you this is the processor, go anywhere. What do you know about processor? You are just a plumber. You are just somebody that has a shop somewhere. You don't know anything about when they start calling quad process. They start calling those big things. You'll just be lost. You just say, share it to work, yeah. Share it to work. You'll be here, say, oh, this original. That's the only thing you can say, because even if they carry the fake and the original, you don't even know the difference. In those days, I would go, when my mom used to sell clothes at the market, she had a very big shop. So when they want to buy, when someone wants to buy a piece of cloth, I don't know, maybe you ladies know this. In those days, George used to be very popular. My mom used to sell George. I think it's an Igbo kind of attire. She used to sell it a lot. And she had all this kind of, you know, native wares. So when somebody wants to buy, or when she wants to buy from someone to come and resell, she will put the edge of the cloth in her mouth and chew it. And then I just pray, say, hey, go and see that, yes, small boy. You don't know anything. They'll just hit your head and collect your money. So she will chew it, then spit out. You see color. She says she doesn't want that one. For those of us who just like free clothes, we just give us anything we wear. But my mom is a businesswoman. Any mistake will affect how our customers will be looking at, perceiving our looking at. So she has to get it right. It's not just to say, I've gone the training, I know the skill. Do you know the adulteration or the fake version of that thing that you say you've known, that skill? You don't know a skill until you can be put in the midst of a problem alone and you solve it. It's not cramming. So if those in the business know what it means and the importance of identifying fake or an adulterated product, how much more children of God? If you buy maybe 100 yards of Ankara and maybe there's a particular design that was not good, will you say, oh, because 99 was good, you will not call the woman back? You call her, let her come and change it. Is that not the right thing? Why is it that when it has to do with business, you do the right thing? Then when they ask the Christian, you say, forgive. If somebody has made a mistake, the person should be made to redress. Simple as ABC. Because if the person does not correct that mistake, the person would think, after all, we are Christians. After all, what is there? Is it an ordinary clothes? Go and change it. While I was working in the bank, when diesel was very expensive at some point, they would begin to adulterate the diesel and supply to my bank. I was in charge of my bank's supply thing then. You know, we'll process it on SAP and all of that. And I noticed that the diesel was getting lighter and lighter. But somehow, because I'm not trained, I didn't study petrochemical, I just strayed into the bank. I was a stray, you know, I just got it, gave me tie and ID card, and I sat down. So it took me time. Nobody wants to be cheated. Don't take advantage of someone's sincerity towards you, and you play on it. God said, fear warning. Fear God. Because that matter, God will not leave that matter for in Jamaica. He will answer you himself. That's how serious it is. How do you know if you're a manipulator? Because there are some people who have the spirit of manipulation, but they don't know, because they are honest manipulators. They got the thing from their mother's womb. So they have been used to it. They are not even aware. So I will read out some points to you now. If you have, you may have one or two. But if you notice five, four, five, six, you are there. Huh. After this service, just come and lie down on this altar and be praying. See, when God informs you that you are free, if he doesn't tell you, don't live here till next Sunday. Just be praying. Say amen. You know, we are saying this thing, but the truth is nobody wants to be cheated. And nobody likes to find out that this person has been manipulating me for years. Nobody. So, and God is saying among his children, he will not allow it. Signs of a manipulator. I got this from somebody, so it's not, this one is not by inspiration. I got it from somebody. A manipulator is someone that will go at great length to get their way. Please write it down. So you can, because you may not know you are guilty until you go back and read it. When you go at to great lengths just to ensure you get your way. Sometimes people say, oh, I like him. He's very passionate. He's not passionate. He's a manipulator. They will keep asking you, Uncle Alpha, no, I need it now. No, I'm not, I don't have any. Okay, why don't you think about this? Whether you want to be a fashion designer or you want to be a knight? No. This is what I want. And they'll be standing on your head and on your neck that now, the only day you will get peace and sleep in your room is when you answer them. They don't take no. They think they are passionate. They are not passionate, they are manipulators. So when you see somebody like that, flag the person as a potential manipulator. It could even be your mother-in-law. When she comes, there's one soup you must cook. She doesn't eat what everybody eats. And to get that thing, you live in Sule, you have to go to my 12. But she must eat it that day. If not, the gods will not be angry. They will not be happy. Number two. The sign that you're a manipulator is that you always have a hard time directly voicing your needs. Many times, manipulators don't really, they won't tell you directly what they want. They are just in your space. They want something. What do you want? They can't come out and say, I want this phone. But they will hang around you, putting you under pressure like, what? What do you want? You just calling me, you keep texting me. What do you want, Mike? Just texting me early morning is your message I see. Every evening, as you sleep where God will go with you. She will pray for you. She will do everything. Hey, Funke, what do you want? I'm telling you now, you think that girl loves you? Huh. You don't really know what she wants. There's no agreement. When I was in Scripture Union, FCS, they always tell us as Christian brothers, don't look at a lady's eyes for too long. I don't know what Brother Humphrey and Brother Bidemi saw, but that's what we were taught. So even when we talk to ourselves, just see Brother Bidemi. Okay. Sister Deborah, I will talk to the president, we'll get back to you. All right. But during that time, no fornication. Now that we say, Debbie, how are you? I'll be careful. People can hang around you and you just notice for some reason you can't really tell why they are there. That could be a potential. If you are like that, you are a potential manipulator. Number three. If you are someone that manages somebody psychologically, you know how to manage people psychologically. You can play on their emotions, play on their mind. Yes, you have the gift. You can make somebody feel bad about himself. Now, you know, like I said, it's not having one of these that is bad. When you have a bit of it together, then you have the calling of a manipulator. Say not me. How many people are writing down? When a manipulator manages you psychologically, you begin to second guess yourself. I don't know if you're with me. You are like, it makes you feel like you are the one pushing yourself on him. But he has been coming to your house. Then it makes you feel uncomfortable. You are like, ah. You are like, wait, am I the one? You know what? Have you ever been in that place? Like, you are now asking yourself, was it me? Who knows what I'm talking about? You are like, did I do something wrong? Like, he came to my house. He also came last week. Then he told Peter that he doesn't understand that the way I'm smiling, the way I'm this, like I'm expecting something. Did I suggest? You begin to think maybe you are not. You begin to doubt your own sanity. Some of you have bosses like that. They will tell you to do one thing. Then, when they start screaming on you, they will add three things to it that was not part of the original conversation. And tell you that, but you are a graduate. Those are master manipulators. Because now you can't even, you are just, you are confused, you are like, you are like, do I know, if I remember what she said, I'm sorry, ma. Because you are even confused. Like, say, are you sure you see, I like people who are very thorough. When I talk to you, you have to just get it, you know. Then you now notice over time, you start forgetting things. Who knows what I'm saying? You'll be on your desk, you're like, hey. Now, you'll now start committing genuine errors. So the woman now is saying, sure, I told you. Like, she psychologically manages you. These are the giftings of a master manipulator. And let me tell you something today, MJ, and all of us who have children, manipulators are raised by parents. Yeah. Parents are the, when your child say, when you tell your child, everybody in this house is eating rice, and your child say no, is what's that thing they like? Cereal, Cocoa Pops, and begins to throw tantrum, and you allow it, you have started raising a manipulator. So when you see your child grown up manipulating his wife tomorrow, and you say it's not good, you are the one. It's good to allow them once in a while, but sometimes put your foot down. Everybody in this house, now eba. Don't say it in your language. Say it in pidgin English. Eba. Now everyone go chop today. Eba. You know, chop, may go sleep. There's water. You can drink water there. You can go and sleep. Yes. If not, they will. Oh my God. Are you with me now? So don't say it doesn't concern me. You have to know this thing so that you can reset your children's brain. Because that's how it starts. And some of them, the way they cry, the whole neighborhood, you don't. If you are a master manipulator, you have the ability to make people feel guilty. You can make people feel guilty. Just like, and really, it's mind games. You don't make people feel guilty. I was sick. A master manipulator will call you 3 times in 1 week. Then she will fall sick, or he will fall sick next week. And then he will not tell anybody that he's sick. Then 3 weeks' time, we come to you and say, is this love? Like, you didn't hear from me, you didn't call me. Everybody's busy. Oh, but that's not the way I've loved you. They weaponize their love for you. You'll be like, you know. It's like a state of confusion. You're like, if you always have to keep apologizing, you are being manipulated. Yeah. If you apologize for things you didn't do, you are being manipulated. Yes. Tell that person your pastor says that is a manipulator and needs deliverance. If you always have to apologize to make the relationship work, if you are always afraid in your own husband's house, like, hey, let him not come and not meet food, you are being manipulated. And if your husband is here and is listening, you are a manipulator, sir. Yes, I challenge you to come out here and say you are not. and say you are not a manipulator. Charlie, if you know you are, come here now and face me. Hey, you're not calling. Where are you? Say, I'm ready at the junction. Hey, you are watching Netflix, you forgot. Hey, today not today. See the way you be shaking, like, because the way we just size you up that day, you will know. They make you feel guilty. Manipulators will make you feel guilty. What number? Manipulators lie. If you are someone that is, you are gifted in lying, you can walk your way out of any corner. If you know you have these schemers, you have these scammers, you have these scammers, then you have these scammers. You see those third ones that forever and ever they cannot change. You just, they lie. Manipulators lie. They will tell you something and insert other things. They will, one statement, they will give you 10 minutes. Do you know that this thing you said can also be interpreted to mean this? Can also be interpreted to mean that? Can also be, they will give you 5 minutes and pick the worst and say that's what you meant. When we say renew your mind, you say no. See now. You are now a full-blown manipulator. Hey, God, they try you. Ah, manipulators. If you, they don't keep promises. So if you are someone that has perpetually broken all your assurances and promises, you are a manipulator because you gave somebody hope and the person crashed based on your promise. Yes, that's one of the signs. They don't keep their word. Manipulators have fragile egos. Say fragile. It's like more fragile than an egg. That's it. They will remind you that they are from Ijebu. Or that they are from Ondo State. That Ondo State people, they don't take nonsense. If your friend comes to the house and she serves him in a particular way, his ego is like, when did she serve me with tray last? Do you understand? So, the ego is very fragile. So, you will keep quiet. You will now be waiting for, after the visitor has gone, you will say, I need some water, please. I need some juice. You want to see what she will do. She will now say, Tunde, go and give your father water. He says, see. I told you. See, finish. You will now be telling his friend. See, you know I told you. Mama Preshi, no respect. Fragile ego. Say not me. If you want to live a happy life, I'm telling you. Because when we decide to love, one of the things that Satan will push along our ways will be manipulators. People to take advantage of your goodness and your goodwill. He will push them. If you are not smart, they will manipulate you and make you miserable. Manipulators are entitled people. Manipulators don't like boundaries. If you are someone that don't like boundaries, you want to be able to do what you like at any time, but you don't allow those around you do what they like at their own time, you are a manipulator. When you get to the door, you must knock. Don't just come in. But when you come in, bam, just push the door down. Hey, Alpha, who is it? So the rule applies to them, not you. When you tell somebody, you can't keep calling me at this time. Don't call me for money again. I don't like this idea of calling me around CCM and crying and talking about you don't have anything to it. I don't like it. When you tell them, they get offended. They don't like boundaries. They like you as long as they can call you and collect something. You are when we are talking in the church, after they say, there are some people in this church. They are so blessed. You know, like Tobe Chukwu, like Statina. You know, every time I see them, I see Christ. Meanwhile, me and Tina fought yesterday. So I'm like, how can Tina be Christ? Like, maybe they, you know, as a pastor, there are some things you don't know. No, I'm just an example now. It's not you. Like, I'm just, it's an example. It's not you. Okay, let me use another person. You know, but the person that is always saying, oh, Tina is good, Tina is, check very well. He's collecting something. The day Tina says no to her, the whole world will know that this is the devil's first child. Watch out for those people. Don't allow them land. Stop them. That's love. Stopping them is love. Those manipulators, they're no good people. They're no good people. They, as you are lifting your hands and worshiping God and say, oh, I love you, they are looking at all of you. And there's nothing I can't give to God. I'm sold out to God. My life is on the altar. I am here. I have no prayer. Victim number one. But they cannot like a Kenny. No. They like David. David is like an angel. Now, signs that you are being manipulated. I've told you how to know manipulators. Are you blessed? A quiet person can be a manipulator. So don't think it's all these Rastafari, all these Jairi guys. Some very quiet guys. When they call you, hey Tina, what's up? When you are always experiencing guilt, when it has to do with your relationship with somebody, guilt. You are not doing anything deliberately to hurt that person, but you are always feeling guilt. You are being manipulated. Please write it down. I know you still listen, but write it down. Go and type it on Microsoft Word. Paste it in front of your door. Paste it on your bedroom. Paste it everywhere. When those people come, let them read it. That you have caught them finally. You know who they are. Number two. The sign that you are being manipulated is that the person manipulating you claims the role of a victim. Do you understand that? They claim the role. You are the one who should be angry, but they will be the one telling you you offended them. Then they will remind you of something you did 2 years ago. The one on this, that is, they won't talk about that. They will go and start from 2 years ago and be counting it, counting it, counting it, counting it. By the time they finally get to today's matter, the referee will say, don't talk again. Arrest him. So they were piling up their case against you for 2 years. You thought you had a friend. You thought you had a friend. They will make you feel guilty. Because you decide, I'm telling you this, because when you decide to love, these are the things you should expect. Because now when you take this message, begin to look at people around you, you will be seeing them. Some of them do not even know they are manipulators. So you have to come and say, bro, I notice you are a manipulator. Sis, let me share pastor's message with you. Don't mention my name, just say pastor. Then when they say, give them the message, let them go and listen to it. If somebody knows all the buttons to press and doesn't hesitate to push those buttons to get you to do something, that person is manipulating. If somebody has your mumu button, maybe you like guys who can sing, or you like guys with biceps and triceps, guys who work out. I know pastors who work out, they look different from those of us who fast. When they wear their native, they say, wait, this native taste on them. It's, but I check my destiny. Going to work out is not part of what God told me that I need. So I don't go there. Go and be carrying weight. If you know you can't warfare and face it, if I go and add that one to it, it's as if I'm not inviting the devils. It was when somebody went to work out that the girl that destroyed him met him there. All those gyms. Say, yeah, oh, hi, I'm Ken. I'm Sarah. Oh, where? At them house, they pray. Say, pastor, don't you? I say, I work out. I work out in my house. But if you've been to my house, you know I don't have any equipment, but I work out. So how? I put my phone that calculates the number of steps. I put it in my pocket. 5,000 steps. I'm going out. They say, hi, I'm Sarah. Ah, you live around here? Say, yeah. Don't I just got into town, you know. They say, yeah. Oh, say, oh, I work with Glow. Oh, really? You think because we are praying, we don't know what's going on? Forget that thing. Forget. When somebody does not give you time to think about something they have discussed with you before making a decision, they want you to give them the answer now. They are manipulating you. You are already being manipulated. I need 500 naira and I need it now. I want to open a shop. I need you to give me 100,000. But they don't want you to think about it. They want you to encourage them now and give them the money. You are already being manipulated. Whoever is asking you for help must respect the fact that you need to think about it. And in this part of the world, we encroach into each other's space. It's what we do in our culture. Yoruba people do it. You just believe because you are you sent him to school or you sent us to school. There's go and give me, look for. You just send him test. I'm broke. Daddy needs money. The boy will start running up and down. Meanwhile, the boy is in Lagos earning 40,000. I don't know how it happens in other cultures, but I know in Yoruba, because of the way our culture is, we encroach into people's space without, as long as you feel you have something on them. You are their cousin, elder brother, father, uncle, or you bought his GC form. That brother is in, till the brother dies, he's in trouble. You know, if you are the one that is collecting the money for it, you won't feel it. The person that is bringing out that money, if he's here now, he will buy malt for me today. If you have been manipulated and you know what I'm saying, and maybe you know something about it, most likely you will buy malt for me today. Because people will make you feel like you are not okay, like you are self-centered. You are not self-centered. If it's so easy, you to go out and walk. Well, I have a few. Now, when you are being manipulated, one of the ways you know is that you become an emotional black hole. You're an emotional wreck. Anything that involves those areas where you are being manipulated, you experience a lot of confusion. People look at you like, I used to know this lady, she used to be very smart. But somehow, you are always bereft of ideas, what to do. You are just, should I go, should I stay? You are just there. But you are a very good person, you know. But this person has manipulated you so much that anything that involves this person now, you are just. See, you mean Ken is still beating you? He hit you yesterday. You mean he did this to your face? Why are you still here?
My sister, that's what I'm going through.
WWE 2017. They did SummerSlam, they beat you. 2019, same thing. 2020. This is 2022. Your face is swollen, not because you are eating well, but because somebody is punching you or emotionally punching you in the office. And you chose to be taking it. You are always happy. The moment you see the signage of your signboard or the gate of your office, one depression sets in. Who knows what I'm talking about? You just feel, hey, only God knows what will happen today again. You are being manipulated. Somebody is playing on your mind and making you an emotional emptiness, emotional black hole. You are just there, nothing is happening. So even when good people now come, you are lost. You don't even know how to make a proper decision again. You are floating. You are already being manipulated. If you are in that space where you cannot really make a decision on your own, check it. You are probably being manipulated. Impact of being manipulated. When a person is being manipulated, what is the level of impact you are looking at? Number one, you are in a very critical state. But for your first point, you are going to have increased mental stress and physical fatigue. Increased mental stress and physical fatigue. You always be tired. You didn't do anything. You wake up, you sleep and wake up tired. You always long for Saturdays and you still cannot rest. You are fatigued because it's an emotional thing. Something is draining the energy out of you. Number two, impact of being manipulated, depression or anxiety. You are always depressed. And in case you think it is only money that makes people depressed, well, I saw people when I was growing up in the church who didn't have money, but they had the joy of the Lord. They, between husband and wife, they called and said, bro, sis, and they were happy in the Lord. So if you don't know the price somebody is paying, be quiet. Don't talk. Don't touch people in the flesh. Don't attack people when you don't know where they are. Don't make people feel less of themselves when you are not in it, when you are not even ready to help. I'm telling you this because the moment you begin to love, you will see all those sharks, those hawks, they will come and they will try to manipulate you and make you feel guilty for saying no to them. You have a right to say no. Love does not always say yes. Some of the people you are giving money, today you will send them a message, don't, I'm not giving anything again. You will feel happy in the Lord. Because you are my brother, sister, husband, daughter. Hello, from today, bear your father's name. A lot of people are suffering, they cannot talk. They are suffering in silence, in the name of, I'm a Christian, in the name of family. The money you are spending on these people, you are not even spending it on yourself. Love is considerate. Haba. And these same people, tomorrow, they will leave you. And they tell you, so what did you do? They will ask you, what did you do that somebody has not done? They will tell you. All the people that my father sent to school, 10 of them, I didn't see one of them after my father died. So forget about it. If you want to help someone, just help. Don't think that, oh, maybe the person will do something for you tomorrow. Do it for God and leave it there. Because people will break your heart. People will break. They will do it and they will walk away. Third impact. When you are being manipulated, your self-confidence is compromised. You won't be confident in yourself. You won't be confident. Some of you think your boss, they are not doing anything. They just sit down, they are reading online newspaper, punch on their laptops in the office. Until the day they now tell you, okay, he's going to leave, come and relieve him. Oh. That's the day one order will come from Damaturu. Then there will be something from one general manager in VI. Then all of them will be coming at once. You'll be sweating. Then you call your boss, yeah, but you know about this thing now. But now the pressure is mounting. That's when I realize that boss that sits down and is just taking tea, he has been forged in fire. There's any way I can sit down like that because he has done the work, done. He knows the code around the work. But you are there. So I don't even know what Mr. Okafor is doing there. I don't know Mr. Okafor. Mr. Okafor just said I won't do anything, be reading paper. Don't worry. You are going to relieve him next week. Your confidence will deflate. It's a very strong thing you should look out for. When you are no more confident in that which you are supposed to be skillful in. They ask you to talk, you are stammering. It's a high level impact. And when you are not confident, nobody wants to recruit somebody that is not confident. You may have all the certificates, but if you are not confident, nobody wants you. Have you been in an interview and the HR person is saying, relax, just calm down, relax, calm. Because they can see that you are already there. Calm down. We are. Have you ever gotten a job and then you now realize that the people who interviewed you, they are also trying to leave the company. They look so high and mighty during the interview. But when you now got it, you now notice that, see your desk, see there, everybody just doing his own thing. They are regular guys like you. But when the enemy is on your matter, your self-confidence, hey! You second-guess yourself, you are not sure. You repeat what, when I get there, this is what I'm going to say. You know, the moment they say, good morning, can you tell us your name? You forget everything. One of the impact of being manipulated is shame. Shame. Especially when, have you been manipulated in such a way that you couldn't tell somebody what happened to you? Who knows what I'm saying? Something happened. Or somebody, you saw something online and you wanted to buy that product only for you to realize you are scammed. Meanwhile, your friend was telling you to calm down that. You say, no, that. You started justifying what you didn't know. to your friend. By the time your money did, boom. So now there's nobody to discuss the problem. You are just there. Then it was on Saturday. On Sunday, he came to church. And pastor was leading worship. He said, into my heart, come in. Like, what's wrong with Tina? He said, Tina, sorry. What's wrong with Tina? You see, Tina cannot come out and tell me that thing we discussed yesterday, that the money has disappeared. So she's suffering alone. She must not open and say, but I warned you now. I even told you that before you do, you should do this, you should do that, you should check this. Tina did not check. She just, bam, 200,000. Half of your house rent. So you are now alone. You are like, hey, like, who will I tell? So the pain is eating you deep. You become ashamed. Or even in a relationship with somebody. The things you swore that you will never do, you are the one who you did above the syllabus. Then the guy vanished. To now come back and tell Brother Marcus, who has been trusting God to marry you, that see what I suffered in Timothy's hand. You are now ashamed. The thing with shame is, there is a kind of shame you feel when people know what you have done. There is a more terrible shame when nobody knows, and that thing is eating you deep and affecting every area of your life. That one is worse. Now for a group of believers, when you were Christians are gathered together, manipulation destroys the brotherhood. It destroys. We just look at ourselves from afar, but it destroys the trust. Wow. So who should we trust? That actually Pastor Gbenga lied to us. Like he lied. You know, you are just like, it's difficult to process. It destroys the brotherhood. So when someone now tells you, Sister Toby, please, I'm stranded, I need 2-5 to go. Because of the other person, what the person, you are like, suspicion comes in. So you cannot relate with me in love. I cannot relate with you in love. One day we just wake up and realize the whole church has been stung by that bee. Everybody's carrying the disease. So we'll not allow this one. Say amen. If somebody offends you, go to the person. I have something against you. Don't sugarcoat it and say, you know, as Christian, I have something against you. You say, oh, really? Sit down. Talk about it. If the person says sorry, forgive them. If they don't say sorry, drag them to the office. Because sometimes people want you to forgive and forget. But forgiveness is not complete if there's no sincere repentance, genuine repentance. It's okay to say you are wrong. Just because you're anointed doesn't mean you can't be wrong. Number two, dangers of manipulation to the body. Believers become self-centered. Number one, it destroys Christian brotherhood. Number two, everybody becomes self-centered. They think about themselves alone. Number three, it can destroy the church. Love makes us accountable to each other. Manipulation enslaves us. It enslaves us. Number four and the final one, within the body of Christ, manipulation makes good people pull back their favor. And that's a very bad one. If somebody recommends you for a job, please hear me, for those of you that are working or looking, if somebody recommends you for a job, it's not your skill you should be worried about. You should be more concerned about shaming the reputation of the person that recommended you. Instead of going there and claiming that you're a graduate, or that you are in Cincinnati, you had a diploma in Cincinnati, Ohio. But your Ohio did not give you anything. It was still this person that recommended you. Anybody in any top level in this country or anywhere, somebody recommended that person. So be considerate. Because by the time you go there and shame him, then tomorrow there's another offer. He's reluctant to recommend, because the other time nobody asked him how he was able to get over that pain. Then he thought, bro, Bimbo is a matured Christian. Oh, really? Nobody asked Tobe that person that you signed a free for, and he went to steal. Nobody asked her how she's coping. It's the other guy that ran away with money they are costing. Then tomorrow, someone said, Tobe is HR in our company. Oh, there's another role in our office. Tobe will not mention it again, because the last one, pastor told her, forgive. Okay, I'll forgive. So what next? Don't just say, God, do it. Are you responsible enough for what you are praying for? Are you responsible enough? You go there and shame the people that stood for you. You go there and shame everybody. Shame the body of Christ. Come on, say not here. So love is not just, there's love towards God, but there's love between us. Brother to brother, sister to sister, as a family. And we have to talk about it. Nothing exposes manipulation like a heart filled with love. The moment people come around you with different intentions, the love in your heart will sift them. You will just know there's something about this person. You can't explain it, but be careful. So instead of looking for manipulation, search for love. Let the love of God fill your heart so much that when somebody with a different intention is coming around you, your heart will be giving you signal like, stop telling this person your business. Don't let them use your CV to eat guguru. Observe this person before you tell this person your intention, your real intention. Because the moment you tell someone your intention, they'll start acting. People act a lot. They start acting to make you feel they are who we are looking for, but they are not. And in order to, because some of us have manipulated innocently, I want to recommend specially that if you need something from someone, you need 200,000 from somebody, don't wait for the person to ask you before you tell the person what you want to use that money for. Don't expect that I trust you. No, we are talking about money. Pastor, I need 50,000. You are now waiting for me to ask you for what? And go and take the money. You know my pin. Go and take it now. Pin that I change every day. Pin that I change every day. Go and take it now. Shebi, you need 50,000. Go and take it. Take it inside my nose. Take it. You want somebody to help you? You cannot say, sir, please. I have this project, or my school fees or something. I have 50,000. I have 10,000. I just need 40. Talk like a responsible person. Don't talk like as if you kept money with that person. Be honest with yourself. You need 50,000, you have 10. You don't need 50, you need 40. Don't go to the person and say you need 50 again. Say, I need 50, but I have 10. Okay, I don't have 40. Take 15. It's a gift. Don't pay me back. Don't ask for loan when you are not planning to pay back. Because in Lagos, when they say borrow me, what they mean is give me. And you are at home, say, okay, this one has 200,000. Okay? You don't have anything. You better go back to work. You are calculating on zero. It shows that you are a responsible person. When you go to say, I need this, I want to start a pure water business, this thing. Explain like somebody who knows what he's doing. Don't leave it, it's a prophet, he will know. I don't know. When it has to do with money, I don't know. It's what you tell me. Say, actually, you don't have a business plan. I should give you 100,000 to be selling pure water. Is it the money you need? You don't need the money now. Instead of giving money, I'll now be advising you, be educating you. I'm not a teacher now. What's your problem? If you go and get your training, register for training or anything, when you get it and you have your business plan, I was pastor, he has been with us for a few weeks, paid close to 200,000 for a training. They are not giving anybody certificate in that training. I say, me, if I do training, I must collect palio. I must collect certificate. Say this business is a business sustainability. It's not really about having certificate. It's for people who are already in business. So it is the skill we want to transfer to you. If you get the skill, we are fine. If you are doing well, you recommend the training institute tomorrow. Not just be accumulating certificate. They say bring your CV. Everything is like a box of Indomie filled with paper. Because the Lord will open doors for us. And let me tell you, none of us will remain the same. None of us will be at this level. A time will come, they will ask us, give us 2 names for commissioners, give us 2 names for ministers. We should be able to say, Tobe. And I will go and sleep. Because I know Tobe will not touch government money. The Lord will help us. Go and get this message, listen to it again. Not even if you are not being manipulated now, they will come tomorrow. So you need to be ready for them. Hallelujah. You need to be ready for them. So this is love part 6. And love doesn't always say yes. Sometimes he says no. Other times he says go and wait. The Lord will help us. And fill us with his love. And help us to see that which is his own will for us. You will not labor where there will be no fruit. You will not put your effort in projects that will not bring out anything positive. The Lord will guide your heart in his will, in his righteousness, and he will help you so that you will not fall prey to manipulation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.